Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The weather is warmer right now, but there is a downside, and earlier than ever, allergy season. There could be a way, though, to stave off a bad season of sneezing. Newsline spoke with Dr. Sebastian Ligvani, an allergist with Lenox Hill Hospital at Northwell Health. First of all, are we expecting a bad season?
It does seem like it's beginning to kind of warm up pretty quickly. So I anticipate when you see temperatures rise that you will get a bump of season this year.
Okay. And when we have these unseasonably warm days, it would seem that the allergy season is just thrust upon us a bit unexpectedly.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is, you know, plants use the temperature to signal them to start pollinating and to kind of wake up for the spring. So if we get a temperate winter, the signals start very early, i.e. plants wake up and they start producing pollen. The other thing that we're seeing is this seasons not only starting earlier, but they're lasting a lot longer than they used to. So you're getting these protracted periods, and plants, because of the higher levels of CO2 in the atmosphere, using CO2 as a substrate, produce a lot more pollen. So you're getting earlier seasons that last longer and with higher pollen counts.
Yeah, I do feel like we had this same conversation about a year ago. All right, let's talk, if we could, a little bit about possible prevention. I've been reading about some people trying to take their allergy meds earlier in the season. Doctor, can you explain how that works?
Yeah, I think, you know, the way I explain it to my patients is that by the time you're symptomatic, oftentimes there is a fair degree of inflammation going on at the nasal passages. And some of the medications that we use that are effective take some time to build up. So, for example, antihistamines have a relatively quick onset of action. But nasal corticosteroids, which are really the mainstay of treating nasal allergy symptoms, take about 2 weeks to ramp up to their full effectiveness. So as I say, like an ounce of prevention is like a pound of the cure. If you were in there early, usually about 2 weeks before the season starts, you potentially can not only prevent symptoms from flaring up, but even having some symptoms, especially in patients who start early.
Wow, that's good to know. Is there a better time of day to take those meds?
I typically say take it whenever you can and it's consistent. So in most patients, I recommend taking their sprays in the morning and their antihistamines in the morning just so you can get it done and then you're covered throughout the rest of the day. But depending on your lifestyle, again, these are medications that we want people to be on consistently and to be compliant with them during the season. So if it's easier for you to take it at nighttime because you have a lot going on, it's fine to take it at nighttime too. They work whether you take it morning or evening.
Right. And doctor, before we go, how do you tell if it's an early onset spring allergy or a leftover cold from the winter?
That's a great question. And the answer is that, you know, typically allergy symptoms come with sneezing, itching, congestion, runny nose. There's sadly, itch is a big piece of it. People who have had seasonal allergies in the past, they'll recognize those classic symptoms. With colds, oftentimes there's less of that itch and more of that feeling kind of fatigued, a little tired, not feeling quite up to it, feeling more run down. And that's what you see typically with colds. Colds often will start kind of at any point and will not correlate with pollen counts. And the other thing that I recommend is to patients to sign up and look at the National Allergy Bureau, which has a very detailed account of all the pollen counts in the United States, measured in pollen measuring stations across the country. And so you're going to get a really good connection between what the pollen counts are in your symptoms.
Okay, great. Great information and advice. Dr. Sebastian Ligvani, an allergist with Lenox Hill, we thank you so much.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.